Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Repent of Injustice, and is found in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 1 through 10. Last week, I provided a few brief points about the book of Jeremiah. I invite you to go back to see or review those points. Much of what I have to say about this Sunday's lesson was said in last Sunday's preview. God instructed Jeremiah to deliver a message of repentance and reform to the king of Judah. He told them they could save their lives if they would obey his word and repent of their ways. His word to them is found in verses 1 through 5. While God's judgment had been passed, the severity of that judgment was still a matter the king, his officials, and the people still had some control over. It all depended on the response to God's call for repentance and reform. If they would heed his word at the mouth of Jeremiah, he would spare the monarchy and spare the city the total destruction that was to come upon it. As we know now, they ignored God's offer of grace and mercy, and the monarchy and nation was devastated. God took no pleasure in his judgment against his people. He gave them chance after chance to repent. God took this action in order to save his holy seed and preserve his eternal purpose for mankind. One thing that must be emphasized and taken from this lesson is how God is the God of covenant. God has chosen covenant as his means of bringing about the eternal relationship he desires with his human offspring. Covenant is about relationship. In a covenant, both parties pledge or promise to uphold parts of an agreement. The reason all this came upon them was because they broke covenant with God. In verses 8 and 9, it says, "And many nations will pass by this city and ask one another, 'Why has God done such a thing to this great city?' Then people will reply, 'Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and have worshipped and served other gods.'" Today, God's covenant is not with any particular nation, but with people all over the world in times past, present, and future, who believe in his righteousness and keep faith with him by trusting in the saving work of Jesus Christ and seeking to do his will. These people, in whatever time they have, are or shall live, seek a covenant relationship with God. They believe and trust him to do the right thing. They accept and receive his mercy and grace. They believe in his power and ability to save and preserve their souls. Contrary to what many may want or think, America is not a Christian nation. America is a nation that has some Christians in it, but it is not a Christian nation. If it were a Christian nation, then its laws, policies, and behaviors would be based upon treating everyone the way they would want others to treat them. Instead, the laws, policies, and behaviors are based upon selfishness, greed, racism, individualism, and oppression of and disregard for the needs of the poor. Those who say they are Christians and say and do nothing in regards to these things have hijacked the name to serve their own perverted purposes. It's not the ungodly who will be responsible for bringing judgment upon the nation, but those who claim to be in covenant with God who continue to break his covenant. This is what, in the end, brought judgment to Judah and will bring God's judgment and destruction upon us. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.